The FDA has backed down from a proposed rule that would have affected brewers and distillers. This is Mike King, owner of Revolution Brewing in Paonia.
Breweries have been allowed to get rid of their spent grain, the leftover mash, in a variety of ways that were not regulated, and this has been happening for thousands of years. Examples would be cattle farms, sheep, chickens. In our particular case, we have several local gardeners who compost. I know of at least three chicken farms that are getting fed, and what we don't use, we take over to Delicious Orchards and add to their compost so it gets put right back into the Paonia soil. And the regulation was going to make it so that you could not use the spent grain as animal feed and such without it being processed first.
The rule would have made it so any brewers would have had to have made sure that their grain was up to animal feed standards. Brewers fought back, and the FDA changed the rule to say that if your grain is used in making something that's fit for humans, it's okay for animals too.
Do you have a second just to show me some of the grain that would be in question? Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you have any of that around?
Yeah, we have some leftover stuff from last week. So. And you can tell that it's quite biological, so you can understand why people want to have it disposed of in some fashion. So we'll get this over to Delicious later today and scoop it out and fill it again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But this was filled up to about here at the beginning of the weekend, so well over two-thirds of it has gone locally via bucket and bag. And that's our goal.
You just said it out here, people come by and grab what they want?
Exactly. And then when it gets into this condition, starting to break down and get a little stinky, then we haul it off so that the neighborhood doesn't have this to deal with all the time.
King says that he has no idea how much time and money the rule would have costed him.